With this past winter's stunning storm cycles and what seemed to many like endless powder conditions, Nathan Rafferty, director of Ski Utah, says their most important marketing partner came through strong and often.
Mother Nature did come through for us this year, absolutely. Big winner in our neck of the woods was Brighton Resort, which reported 632 inches and had over 200 inches of snow in the month of January alone.
Along with the growth in skier days and spending, even UTA saw a 26% increase in bus ridership to resort locations. Rafferty says Utah is unique in the way the industry and partners work together.
The collaboration that we have between our ski areas, between our state office of tourism and our legislative representatives, I think is unprecedented in the ski industry. We talk to our counterparts in Colorado, California, Vermont, New York, Maine, and I think it's safe to say all of them are a little envious of the relationship that we have with one another and our state partners. So,
Vicky Varela, Managing Director of Tourism, Film, and Global Branding from the Utah Office of Tourism, says $8.17 billion was spent by visitors to Utah last year.
That translates into $1.15 billion in state and local tax revenues. That's money for our schools, for public safety, for our roads. Thank you for sharing the hills. Thank you for being such good partners and for the amazing contribution that this industry creates for the Utah economy.
Rafferty says skier visits were up 3.7% nationally.
It did come, and it came hard and fast. Like I said, 200 inches of snow in January, snow during Christmas. Our ski season this year was 197 days long, spanning 8 months from November to June. Snowbird closed to the public just last Sunday.
Rafferty says this year, Utah ski industry had a 3% increase over last season's all-time record. He says it was a little bit of a late start in November, and March snowfall fell off with warmer weather, but he's not complaining.
We're happy to announce an all-time record total visits of 4,584,658 skier visits this year. The Rocky Mountain region was actually down almost 3%, 2.7%, and Utah, we're calling it 3%. I think technically it's 2.85.
Rafferty is focused on 2017-18 already, and Ski Utah's countdown clock shows we're just 156 days away from Park City's opening day. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.